Ringing the Changes. Another act in the great drama of Earth. The year has passed away, and the curtain rises on the scene of wondrous beauty. The same old mountains slope down amphitheater-like around the lake. The mists of midsummer hang over the land. Martial music fills the air, and large bodies of men under the banner of Abercrombie are marching through the woods. The sound of many bugles and of Highland pipes echo back from the mountainside as 1,000 boats bearing 15,000 men in all the varied colors of military pomp, of royal court of clan and forests, with banners waving and hearts beating high with hope, move away over the glassy lake. Not as they went will they return, but sadly bearing their precious dead. Yesterday crowned with laurel, today with asphodels. With banners trailing, and the sound of mourning for comrades lying in the forests and under the battlements of Ticonderoga. The following year, Amherst passed through the lake, capturing Ticonderoga and Crown Point, thus driving the French into Canada, their hold on the lakes gone forever.